sort of.
But I just want to thank the Lord that He cares this morning.
Amen.
When I went to the church that I've pastored now for about 10 years, we didn't have much money and still don't by any measure. We had about $6,000 in our checking account. And they said, "Preacher, we need new roofs on the church." And they said, "We want you to get us some new roofs." And I said, "Well, last time I checked, $6,000 ain't going to cover it. We got the price in it, and it's going to cost about $30,000. And it was the beginning of camp meeting in my first year of that church. And God touched my heart back there where I was at. He said, "Why don't you ask me for it?" And I said, "You know, Lord, that's a good idea." I said, "Why didn't I think about that?" So I said, "God, Lord, this, you put me here. Lord, you know what we need. We got leaky roofs. Lord, we've had the same roof since the 60s on this church." I said, "God, it's in your hands." I went to Baptist Hospital for a surgery after a morning service. My wife called me. She said, "You need to get home." She said, "It's coming a hailstorm." She said the Bradford pears in the front yard have already snapped and fell over. I was more concerned about her than anything. I went home and I called some of the men of the church. I said, "I guess the insurance can help replace some of these trees." We called the insurance adjusters. They come out and they looked at the trees. They said, "We're not interested in your trees." They said, "We want to climb up on your roof." I said, "I hadn't even thought about that." They climbed up there and they peeled back. And they said, "You got a bunch of hail damage to your roofs." They said, "I tell you what, we're just going to go ahead and take care of all the roofs on the house, on the parsonage, and on the church, and the fellowship hall. And I want to tell you what, we paid $500 to get $35,000 worth of roofing. I want to tell you what, this morning, God cares this morning. I don't care if you're a little shanty or a big mansion. Hallelujah. God cares for you this morning." And I say, hallelujah. Blessed be His name. Thank God He cares for you this morning. And I bless Him for who He is and for what He's done. Amen. Amen. One more and I'm done. We went in the negative a couple years later. We's negative $1,500 in the budget. Regular budget. We's taking care of missionaries. And I got to thinking about what my pastor had said, Brother Rick Seifert, what Brother Rule told him when he first started pastoring. He asked Brother Rule what he should do. They didn't have much money. Brother Rule told him, he said, "You ought to take on some more missionaries." So I got to praying about that. I went up to the church and I was broke. I was crying. I said, "We ain't got no money. I'll go back to work if I have to." I said, "But God's put in my heart to take on some missionaries." I said, "I feel like we need to take on the Taylorsville Baptist camp meeting as a support mission." And then people looked at me and said, "Whatever you think." We took on some more missionaries, and in a year's time, God brought in $25,000 into the church. I don't know God's math, but I know it works this morning. You know why? Because He cares for His people. And I'm thankful for who He is today, and I bless Him and I thank Him for who He is and for what He's done. Hallelujah. I don't know if that helps you, but it sure has helped me this morning. And I bless His holy name. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Some of you need to hear that. Amen. Bless His name. You ought to listen to the Lord. He's a tugging at your heart this morning. This is the morning you can get help for your life. I've told it time and time again. I had a good dad-in-law. He is a farmer. Liked to raise a garden. Worked hard. I was a city boy, but I married a country girl. And he wanted to raise garden. And the first year, He got me out there plowing. I learned a new language. It's called G-ha-woe and giddy up. He plowed, I had the reins. But he told me one day, he said, Steve, he said, you can't ever pull weeds when the ground's dry. Said they'll just break off on top. But said if you'll wait for a good soaking rain, said you go around, you pull them old weeds up by the roots. They'll come out real easy. I just feel like God's sending a soaking rain around here this morning. It'd be a good morning for you to do business with God. Maybe you need to settle some things with someone. Maybe another preacher. Maybe another person. Maybe you need to bring some things to the altar. Maybe you need to ask God to forgive you, questioning his love, and just claim that he cares about you. In the midst of all that's going on, he loves you this morning. He wants to, he ain't against you, he's for you. Hey, there ain't nowhere else to turn, folks. There ain't no other place to go but to the Lord. The world don't have the answer. They don't have it, but the Lord does. Peter said, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. He's speaking to your heart this morning. While we sing, I want you to sing. God's talking to you this morning. Listen to him. Listen. Sing for me. Amen. Amen, fellas.
If you live in a mansion,
these are the boys from the Crossroads.
And it's made of stone.
And it shall be.
Or a little
God
shanty,
is speaking to your heart this morning.
And you feel so all alone. Don't forget God cares. Oh, how he cares. He cares for you. If you're black, or if you're white, we all are precious in our God's sight. Don't forget God cares. Oh, yes, he cares. He cares for you.
Daddy.
Yes, sir.
If you're black, or if you're white, we all are precious in our God's sight. Just remember God cares. Oh, yes, he cares. He cares for you.
I appreciate what the Lord's doing. I appreciate Miss Pearl Childers. You'd not know it, but she's getting close to 100 years old. She's a Christian lady. She's going to give her testimony.
I don't know how I'll get along telling this, but they was singing that song about how the Lord cares. And I looked back over my life, and could know that the Lord has been with me all the way.
Amen.
My daddy died when I was 7 years old, left my mother with 12 children to raise. And we was living on a farm, and we got out and worked, and canned stuff to eat through the winter, and the Lord provided everything that we needed. We never went hungry. And I've tried to live for the Lord for a long time. And He's blessed me.
Amen.
He's never left me. I lost all my family but one brother out of the 12. And he's still living. He's in his 90s too. And the Lord has been with me.
Amen.
He's guided me. He's given me a good home and yes. children that follow the Lord. And that's something to be thankful for.
Amen, Miss Purple.
I'm not a good speaker, but the Lord laid it on my heart to come and give my testimony.
Amen.
I was saved when I was 12 years old.
Tell us about it.
I'd been to prayer meeting, and my sister and I was walking home from church. And it was almost home, and all of a sudden a light came down and just swept down and it was gone. I said to my sister, "Did you see that light?" She said, "No." I said, "Well, I felt like it was for me." She was already a Christian, but I wasn't. I felt like the Lord was speaking to me. That night I was saved, and I didn't join the church for a while. I was timid. I didn't know. I was waiting for a revival. And then I thought there'd be other people that was going to be baptized. I promised the Lord I would be baptized.
Amen.
And so I joined the church. My mother was sitting up in front of me. I saw her. She was coming to talk to me. She didn't know that. I didn't tell nobody I was saved. I just let the Lord lead me. And I did what He wanted me to.
Amen.
And I saw her coming to talk to me. And I met her. And I went up and I joined the church and was baptized in that revival. And the first thing after I was saved, I started praying for the lost people. That has been my prayer all through my life.
Amen, Miss Pearl.
And that year that we was having the revival, we just usually had it once a week. Just had it a week once a year. And that year we was having such a good revival, it went on 2 years. And there was 50 people baptized in that church.
Amen.
That year. And I don't know if I had anything to do with it for praying for the lost or not, but families came and with their children, and older people came, a lot of young people, and was baptized. And the Lord blessed, and I have tried to do my best for Him. I know I've failed Him many times, and I know that He is a forgiving Savior.
Yes, He is.
And He bless me, and I'm here today, 97 year old, and I don't know how much longer the Lord's gonna leave me here, but I'm ready to go when He calls me.
Amen, Miss Pearl. Bless your heart. I love you. You're a blessing. Sort of remind you of what David said. I was young, now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed of begging bread. Brother Key, you got, wait just a minute. Thank you.
He says he loadeth me. He loadeth me. He loadeth me. He loadeth me. I'm loaded this morning. Praise God, I'm loaded. I've been preaching all these years, 40-something years I've been preaching. I got me some inheritance here with me this morning. And I've been telling about how God can. But now I want to tell you about how God does. Not just can, but does. She used that word probably a dozen times in that song, Oh. If you look in the book of Psalms, you'll find out that's one of David's favorite words. Oh. Two-letter word, but it's the biggest word of exclamation in the Bible. Oh. 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 Thank God for what he's done for us. 5 years ago, I started having strokes. I had 8 strokes. I did fairly well in the first ones. I don't want no sympathy this morning. I don't want nobody to come around here and say, I'm sorry, Brother Keith. You don't feel sorry for me. God's took care of me and this little girl right here. Amen. We've been wanting to get back up here, but she has to do all the driving now, Brother Rule. And she drove all the way from Georgia yesterday. I like to have 2 or 3 heart attacks and some nervous breakdowns, but we got here. We got here. Last few years, we've had to rent houses, a place to live. I'm not going to just feel sorry for me. But this past year, she was talking about in a little cabin, little shanty. This past year, the fellow was renting from me, come to us, and he said, I need to sell this house. I said, do you need to sell it bad? He said, I need to sell it bad. And so I made an offer, and God gave us a house. After all these years of paying for house payments, God give us a house. That's what she's shouting about.
Amen.
That woman needs a house.
Yeah.
Praise God. God give us a house. I don't know if I've told this year, but the last time I got out of the hospital and come home, I was laying in the bed that night, feeling, I'm just going to be honest, having kind of a pity party. I said, Lord, I've served you all these years. Now what am I going to do? Couldn't walk no more. Couldn't hardly talk at that time. Somebody had to kind of read my thoughts. Of course, she didn't always get it right, but she read them anyway. But God just spoke to me during the night. He said, why don't you just trust me? Why don't you just trust me? And for 5 years now, we've been trusting the Lord. For 5 years. I don't have no benefits except from the Lord. And his people that I've preached for all these years have just took care of us. Amen?
Amen.
Now, a lot of friends have walked away. And a lot of folks just don't understand. They think I've quit. I ain't quit. I'm still preaching.
Yes, sir.
I ain't quit. I got 2 of them right here. I'm still preaching. Amen. I'm preaching through them. They'll call me every once in a while. I'm about to go to college, Brother Rule. And they say, preacher, I'm going through a hard time. I said, tell me about it. And they tell me about it. And I'm still preaching.
Amen.
I'm still preaching.
Yes, sir.
Don't feel sorry for old Brother Keith. You should have felt sorry for me before I had them strokes. Because God loadeth me.
Amen.
He loadeth me, Brother Steve. He loadeth me. I remember that day over at Greensboro, they told me I need to resign. I said, why y'all want me to resign? They said, there's too many folk getting saved around here. That's the last 2 churches. That's why I had to leave. There's too many people getting saved. Well, they said, you're stirring up our church. I said, I'm going to be a stick to stir as long as I can stir.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, sir.
I came to this camp meeting on a Thursday morning, kind of like today, I guess. And Brother Tom was preaching on God a settled table for you. You remember that, Brother Steve?
Mm-hmm.
And he had a table set up there on the stage. I never had heard Brother Tom many times preach and still have some questions about some of the things he says, but I love him. I got respect for him. He's God's man.
He sure is.
Don't you fight him around me.
Yeah.
I'll climb your tree and chop your limbs off. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Brother Tom preached that morning. You remember getting down over there, Brother Steve? I took my wife by the hand. Yeah. We got down over there on the side. And I got up and started back to my seat. Brother Steve said, Brother Keith, you got something you need to say? And I think we got out at 2:30 that afternoon. And I preached on It's All Under the Table. That's what God's done for us. He's took care of our needs. Down through these last 5 years. Now, I'm not going to say I hadn't had no pity parties. I'm not going to say I hadn't felt sorry for myself. That's human. That's human. But I'm going to say He cares. I want y'all to know He cares.
Amen.
Here's a preacher that pastored some of the largest churches in the South, at least two of them, some of the best churches. But God's been good to me.
Bless your heart.
Give me a good ministry. I love you, Brother Steve. And I appreciate all you do for us.
We love you.
The Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever.